At the time I was born again in 1975, I owned a small business in Dallas, Texas, in American Indian Arts. I would go to the reservations in New Mexico and purchase authentic Indian arts from the Indians who had made the items. A woman who was rather wealthy came to me and wanted to buy into my business. I allowed her to put $6,000 into my business with the provision that she could buy any item that I had for my cost. I did not pay her interest on the money, but she got the jewelry at cost. After I was born again in 1975, the Holy Spirit called my attention to a scripture in Romans 13:8. The first part of that scripture is, "Owe no man anything." I really believe that was the best way for me to go. And he confirmed it to me with Deuteronomy 28. I was totally convinced, though this is an Old Testament scripture in Deuteronomy 28, I was convinced it showed me for myself the way to live on this earth today. Verse 1. "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." I kept these verses before me day and night to strengthen me and to keep me going in the way that I believed that God showed me to go by his Holy Spirit. Verse 3. "Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field." I believed that God would bless my shop. I believed that when I went out to buy merchandise, God would bless me and show me what to buy. I believed that God would send the angels out to get customers to come into the shop and buy the merchandise when I got back. "Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store." Verse 6. "Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways." And I did have enemies, as it turned out. One man tried to attach me to a lawsuit. Well, he did attach me to a lawsuit with other dealers in American Indian Arts, and he was suing the Better Business Bureau of both Dallas and Fort Worth, claiming that we were conspiring to keep him from doing business in Dallas. It was totally ridiculous. He ended up fleeing before my face and before everyone else. And there was another person that took me to court trying to get money from me, and she ended up fleeing before my face. So I saw two examples of this while I owned my business. Verse 8, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. The Apostle Paul told us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be not conformed to this world. Don't do like they do. Don't run a business like they do. But be conformed by the renewing of your mind, meaning renewing our mind to the Word of God. And I did run my business based on the Bible. Doing well to my customers as I would want them to do unto me. Buying merchandise that was authentic. Being sure that it was priced at a fair market price. Not trying to deceive them by raising the price and lowering the price, making them think they were getting a bargain. I tried to live a godly life after I was born again, running my business fairly, honestly. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people. When you do that, he will. Verse 10, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. They aren't going to be telling you dirty jokes. Verse 11, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Verse 12. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thine hand. Thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Debt turns us into slaves to that debt. We have to earn the money to pay the debt, and sometimes we will go in ways that are not of God in order to get money to pay the debt. So we're basically a slave when we go into debt for anything. I saw from what God taught me at that point in time not to owe anything for houses, for cars, for anything. That's the way I saw it. I know the world says it's unwise to pay rent because you can build up equity You just have to make a decision as to what you believe is right for you based on what you see God speaking to you. But I knew I was not to go in debt for houses or cars or anything else. And I set my goal to get out of debt and stay out of debt. I asked God to help me, and He did. And this is that story of what happened. It was really a miracle. You will recall that I said earlier that when I went out to the reservation, I prayed for God to have the Indian artist make the item for my shop. And when I got there, I prayed for God to show me the item to purchase. When I came back, I prayed for God to send the angels out to bring in the customers. I never had a sale at my shop. That seems impossible. Well, until I closed it at the end, I told them they could buy the items at less 10% because I was closing the shop July 31st, 1979 to go into the ministry, so I gave them 10% off. But up to that time, I never had a sale. If anyone should come in and ask me to reduce the price, basically I was shown to say, would you ask Mr. Marcus at Neiman Marcus to do that? I priced the merchandise at a fair market price. I did not lower the price of the merchandise. It was a fair price for that point in time. After I had seen the truth of this message of get out of debt and stay out of debt, after I had seen the benefits that I would live in, I went on a buying trip to New Mexico. I took cash because when you go to the reservations, you pay in cash for the items. I was in Taos visiting at a friend's business, and I saw an old rug lying off to the side of the room. We did not sell rugs, we sold jewelry and pottery. But I was fascinated by that rug. One way God got my attention on items was I would have almost a pulling toward the item, and I just couldn't walk away from it. That's the way that rug struck me. I got him to roll it out for me. It was a red Navajo rug. And I asked him how much it was. And as I remembered, it was $500. I just couldn't leave it alone. I bought it. I took it down to Albuquerque and found a woman who was a rug appraiser, and she turned out to be an authority on Navajo rugs. She said, "Joan, you really lucked out on this." She said, "This is a fine rug. Most of these old rugs are worthless, but you have a rug here that will go up in value in the future, and you should not sell this rug. You should price it so it will not sell." I returned to Dallas. A man called me the next day and wanted to come look at jewelry. I had that rug rolled up next to the wall. And he said, "What's that?" And I said, "Oh, it's just an old Navajo rug I brought back yesterday." He said, "Well, let me see it." I said, "Oh, I don't think you'd like that. I don't think that'd be what you want." He said, "Well, let me see it." So I rolled it out on the floor. He walked around it. He said, "How much?" And I said, $5,000. He took his checkbook out and started writing a check. I was horrified. I was an honest merchant. I did not overprice items. I tried to get him not to buy the rug. He was determined. So I said to him, "Well, I'll do this. I'll take your check. You can take the rug. I will not deposit your check for 1 week. If in 1 week, for any reason, you want your money back, I'll give you your money back." I figured he could take it, have it appraised, rethink it, do many things in 1 week, and that it would be fair. And I knew that the rug would go up in value. So I had that consolation. I never saw the man again. I took that $5,000, put $1,000 with it, paid off the money that I had borrowed from that woman, and I was never again in debt. I had no evidence that this woman was a believer. And I just could not rationalize being a partner with someone who was not a member of the body of Christ. Be not unequally yoked to unbelievers. That was a scripture that I was also following. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Scriptures have been my way of life. And that scripture and the Holy Spirit and the way of life that I chose to follow, living by the scriptures and treating people fairly in business, that put me into a very good foundation for the rest of my life. Later, God enabled me to build 2 apartments and pay cash for them. And then he enabled me to buy a lot on the golf course and pay cash for that. And then I sold one of the 2 apartments and rented the other and built a house on the golf course. And it was a $100,000 contract in Clovis, New Mexico, where my mother lived. That's in the United States. The house ended up costing me a little over cost. We added things that you nearly always add when you're building a house. And I paid $120,000 for that house. When I got ready after her lifetime to move to Lubbock, Texas, I built another house, and the house in Clovis that I had paid $120,000 to build sold for $227,000. I put my own money with that and built a nicer house in Lubbock, Texas. And when I got ready to leave Lubbock, I sold that house for $308,000, which ended up being open, pure cash because I was by then crippled and could not walk and could not live alone. And I was 81 at that time. And I moved to the home of Pam Padgett who is a born-again Christian in Colorado and has a spiritual gift of helps. And she helps me and works on the ministry items, doing all of the technical work. Because she was a computer programmer at FedEx and understood technical things. Living by any scripture that's shown you by the Holy Spirit is a great blessing. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.